how do you think Luke Lundy has been performing so far at OTAs?
You mean to tell me this interview about Luke Lundy?
It's more than just one.
It's not Luke Lundy. It's Piccolo. Tell him, Mo. Brian Piccolo. You got to get that right, Luke Lundy. Lucas have a great camp, you know. We actually, Luke took, came in, you know, he was a tryout guy. And he went from a trial guy by showing enough out there in the minicamp, rookie minicamp, to earn a spot to come back into the league, to be a part of what we're doing in OTAs. And then from that point there, we asked him to do another thing. We asked him to move and play two positions. So Luke has really impressed me and impressed a lot of other coaches that he was able to learn another spot. And he's doing good. He's playing fast. He's getting comfortable. And, you know, he's going to be a good player.
How has running back competition as a whole been
so far? It's not a competition right now. It's just teaching and learning. We got to get the young guys up to speed, especially, and my group is always young. So it's not a competition. It's like, hey, getting these guys ready to play and to come back and to go to camp. No competition right now because we don't have the pads on. You know, you can put guys in the Pro Bowl easy out here on the field with no pads and all that. You know, that's when they start tackling and hitting. That's when things change.
I saw a play today with Duke Johnson and Crowell in the backfield together. Is that something that would be ideal for this offense?
No, it's not ideal. I mean, those are personnel groupings. I mean, we had the same personnel last year and stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, all it is just mixing and matching your personnel and trying to, you know, just basically running plays. We got a lot of people down, and we're just doing things with them.
In your eyes, what is Duke Johnson's best trait?
Well, you know what? Not in my eyes. I think around the league, Duke Johnson, everybody, you know, he's not a surprise to nobody. Duke Johnson come out of, you know, he's 1,600 yards rushing. You know, he's always been a slash receiver running back. So those are not surprises. He can run routes and catch the ball. So that's not a surprise. I mean, that's why you want those guys on your team. That's why I had guys like Marshall Faulk and the Ray Rices of the world. Guys can catch the ball out of the backfield. They add another dimension to your offense. So you like to have those guys.
Who does he remind you of? You coach so many running backs.
Not one of them. I mean, he's his own guy. He does things different than anybody else. So, you know, he's comfortable with what we ask him to do, and he's growing from that aspect. You know, you get them comfortable so they can do their thing. You know, it's not about coaches teaching you how to do stuff. You know, you wanted to make sure you teach him the proper techniques and fundamentals and let him be himself. The ball players are the ones that makes the difference.
From your read of Duke's temperament, his alertness, you know, his energy, you know, whatever fight he seems, how well suited are his intangibles to plug into a quick role?
Well, the thing you got to look at, you know, for me and then also for Flip is, you know, we've been part of our offenses that basically utilize the running back. And you make that guy be a valuable part of your offense because until you create mismatch. And that's what Duke gives you. That's what pretty much all our backs give us. We didn't use him last year in that capacity. So you asking this year here, we'll be able to throw the ball more to the running backs and throw screens to the running backs. So. And Duke, you know, looking at his 3 years at University of Miami, he was very productive in that way out, you know, at the U. But yeah, I think he's going to be a servable guy for us.
Could you touch on the jump in each individual case that you expect Crowell to make and you expect West to make within their skill sets and their experience now?
Well, as you said it right there, the experience. And now this year here is comfortable, relaxed. They understand the play. They understand the system. It's not so much thinking. They reacted now. And that's coming back, getting the opportunity that they had to step in last year and play as rookies. It really put you in a comfort zone coming into year two. And they have shown so much growth out here on the field, playing so much faster, and that's what you're looking for. And when they can do those things there, they have took that one big step forward. And good as they played last season, they'll play a whole lot better this year.
They went through this last year, of course, when Ben was here, and as West and Crowell were emerging as guys who early on proved that they might be able to help you. Now, again, you have the thought process of, well, what do we do with three backs? What do you do with three backs?
Well, you know, that's when you put the pads on, and it's all about staying healthy. That's the, you know, that's the big thing. You got to stay healthy. And when they can stay healthy, then the competition would normally take care of itself. But we are going to try to be, you know, a personnel team that's going to utilize all those guys' talent, and hoping that is not no conflict working among that group, which we don't have that this year. You know, Ben Tate last season, he felt he was the guy, you know, because he came in early and, you know, they paid him money to come here. So he felt he was the guy, and those other guys was just in his way, and it created friction. They would just, you know, this year is no friction at all. Everybody's out relaxing, just playing.
Did it get pretty bad? Well, as far as, you know, because even with us, it seemed very tense.
It was bad because until you can see the tweets, you know, Wes would tweet something over the social media, and then Tate would tweet going back and forth all the time, talking about they had no competition, and they would get into it, you know, in the locker room, just having words, and in the meeting room. So, you know, and it takes away from what you're doing out on the field. It becomes a distraction. And that's a serious thing. It's a hard thing. So, but then you have to move on from that like we did and let these young guys try to grow.
Did you know at that point, like probably like mid-season whenever it happened, that Ben had to probably go just because of that kind of stuff?
No, because that's not, you know, I don't have a decision in that at all. You know, those things there, it has a way of working their way out. You know, they saw that, hey, the young guys have gotten better and they're improving and they're going to constantly keep improving. So that in order for us to have any success, we had to keep moving in that direction.
To go on Steve's question, then again, you're going to have three guys again this year. How do you know that is it just the personalities you feel that won't have the same?
You got to stay healthy, you know. You got to stay healthy because – you know, I've been through that before with injury Ray Rice and Bernard Pierce, and you don't know what you got. So you got to have all your guys ready to play, and you give them repetition, and based upon the game dictates and play calling is going to dictate who hit the field. We're still trying to learn each of these guys what they can do and how they're going to help us right now.
But you don't worry about personality problems like last year.
Well, we got no personality problem right there. This group of guys, they all young. You know, Crowell, Winston, and West, they all, they still rookies until we play at least three games. So the new guys just fell right in place with them.
So which of these players would you think would compare most to Matthew Dellavedova's playing style?
I don't even know Matthew Dellavedova's playing style, so.
It's kind of like scrappy.
Well, I don't think he plays that game. It's just that running back's going to get hit all the time. So, you know, that's not a comparison.
What do you like? Yeah. What do you like about Duke? Why do you guys think that was a good choice?
Well, I mean, it was a lot of racks on the draft board. It was a good choice for us. I mean, Duke fell to us in a spot that we was looking to take a running back, but by the board, he was the best back that fit us and was suitable for us. Especially for the offense that Flip was trying to run. I mean, Coleman, you know, Tevin Coleman was there, and there was a couple other backs was on the board, but Duke fit, you know, he fit more of what we was going to do.
You guys are going to throw the ball a little bit more to the back this year?
I'm hoping on it because that's what I've been used to. I've been used to Marshall Faulk catching 100 balls, 80, 90 balls a year, Steven Jackson catching 80, 90 balls a year, so Ray Rice catching, you know, those kind of balls. So to me, it was shock last year not to catch him.
Why?
Okay. I can't answer that question because
I can't even ask you.
I know it. You know, that we're in a different offense this year. You know what I'm saying? And Shanahan offense didn't allow the backs. Because you look at the Redskins, they didn't catch the ball. You know, you go watch back in Houston, the ball, they didn't catch the ball. Denver, they didn't catch the ball. But, you know, this offense, you do throw the ball to the running backs.
What did you tell Terrence going into the offseason that he had to work on?
You know what? I mean, it's not that what you tell them what to work on. It's when they come back what they have to work on, because you don't go in off season on what to work on. You go in off season try to be your best condition and possible shape when you come back here to do the running aspect. Until we know what our offense is, that's when you get out here on the field, and now we start working on all the different phases that he's going to go in there and do things on. So We give him an opportunity to see if he can do the same thing that Duke is doing, and Crowell is doing the same thing. So, we're hoping that all our backs can be receivers out of the backfield, because and run routes. That's a huge key. Running routes and catching the ball out of the backfield, it gives you another dimension to the team. When a team knows that you don't throw the ball to the running back, they don't pay attention to them.